heard. That was Turn Off Your TV by Barbara McAfee. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, a special, unusual, 4 o'clock public affairs hour. And we're here now with Jay Levin, old friend, former publisher of the LA Weekly, and now the publisher of a new magazine called Real Talk LA. Well, Jay, besides being the greatest gift to the billboard industry I've ever seen, I see your billboards all over the place. What is Real Talk LA? What niche does it play, and why should we care?
Well, essentially what Real Talk is intending to do is reinvent the city magazine and make it relevant to a community, a community at large, and to the, you know, the sophistication and depth and diversity of urban centers now. So we're not LA Magazine. We tend to be substance and fun, but, you know, on one level, we're the first multicultural city magazine. And on another level, we're the first multi-sector city magazine, in that we want to really explore the elements that are creating our society and bring them to the surface so people can get a sense of the place in which they live, a deeper sense of the place in which they live, the people here, the mindsets, how people hold their reality and their beliefs and values, and also a different way to use the town, you might say.
But if you were, since you're the founder of the LA Weekly, and when you're trying to niche a magazine, you have to be able to say, if I ask you what's the difference between Real Talk and the LA Weekly, what would you tell me?
Well, there's lots of differences. First of all, the target audience is not just, the Weekly spread out from when we first started, but the target audience is dominantly not people of European descent. It's people of Latino, African-American, Asian-American descent. College educated, which is similar to the LA Weekly's first audience, but it's the dominant audience of LA. You know, the LA County numbers are, as you know, 66% of the public of the LA County is no longer Anglo. So there's that factor, but there's also the fact that there's many areas that the Weekly doesn't cover that constitute the forces within a dynamic society. The Weekly doesn't, for example, most blatantly cover business, and yet within the business community, particularly the ethnic business community, there's a lot of vitality. There's a fair amount of social responsibility that doesn't get covered. It doesn't really cover the human development. It doesn't cover science, technology, many, many sectors that we're going to cover. And the tone of it is different also. The Weekly's more writers writing about, this is more interviews and people speaking from and about their realities.
Well, the from the point of view of a group like the Bus Riders Union that's been mainly representing low-income Black, Latino, and Asian Pacific Islander, we have reached out to the business community of the Black, Latino, and Asian community only to find them almost completely in bed with the mayor of Villahermosa, supporting development projects. They have their social responsibility is, you know, as a group has been little more than transit-oriented development, red lines to the sea, supporting the breaking up of Black and Latino communities. So if your ethnicity is talking about Black, Latino, and Asian, but if your tie is the business community, is Real Talk LA sort of like a multicultural business week?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, the issues that you face with the Bus Riders Union is likely to get a better airing because where we're doing issue stories, we're actually giving people as many sides as seem feasible to speak and let the public see what's there. So, in fact, if there are people in the ethnic communities and the Latino majority business communities who are so covertly holding these positions and they've not been challenged, this would be a chance space for them to have their say but also get challenged in a public space where people can compare and contrast and say, I see where the truth is.
Well, certainly that's important because when you were the editor of the LA Weekly, that without getting nostalgic, what you did there was pretty incredible. I mean, what you actually built was, first of all, there was a place for all voices on the left. You weren't a suppressor. You know, I mean, people could write under their own op-ed names. Secondly, you challenged the Democratic Party establishment tremendously, especially on, I remember, El Salvador at the time. And I'm hoping, obviously, that spirit will also be reflected in Real Talk LA, because that's still one of your real great gifts. And in my opinion, that's where the LA Weekly has gone south.
Yeah, I think it'll be attractive, but the Weekly was deliberately, consciously a political alternative paper.
Right.
This is a form of alternative city magazine, but I wanted in this case, I really want to let the community show its own face more than have to, you know, and guide it by the choices we make, obviously. So there are issues that we're going to be, you know, very strong on the issues side, aside from the information and all the sectors we're covering and all the things we're doing. You know, the first issue we're really working on very strongly, sorry, Eric, it's not transportation, it's the youth criminal system and what's happening in inner cities around youth. So there'll be a series of interviews around that are very powerful figures talking about stuff that people just don't really get to hear. And we'll be able to go and look at the people who have responsibility in these areas and challenge them. We'll be able to put people in who have good ideas in these areas and sort of use that forum to bring more public awareness to the issue. When we get to transportation, we'll use the same format. Whereas in the Weekly, we would have simply written an editorial that said, you know, or investigative piece that said this, this, and this, and been finished with it.
No, well, certainly. I mean, first of all, I hope you don't think that the only issue I care about is public transportation.
No, I know that.
The Strategy Center, for instance, just for a minute, is doing work in both Westchester High School, Cleveland High School. I don't know if you know about our community rights campaign, but it's dealing directly with what we call the criminalization of Black and Latino
right.
communities. And I hope you'd let Patrice Cullors and, you know, right now we're working very quickly on the issue of these gang databases mm-hmm. and the totally unconstitutional, if there is a constitution, involvement of young people in gang databases where they're put on a gang database, never told that they're on it, can't get off it, and they only find out when they go into court, and let's say, God forbid, they stole a Snickers bar at a 7-Eleven, where they might have gotten 3 months probation, it shows up and says, hey, you're a member of a gang, I'm going to have to give you a 2 to 5 year sentence. So I think it's great that you're dealing with the criminal justice system from all points of view.
Right.
Tell us about what it's like to start a new magazine as a business. Forget about the business of who gets written about. What's this thing going to be like? How do we find it if we are looking besides the billboards now? Are we going to get it in the mail? Is it going to be free? Is it going to cost us something? Where do you see it?
Well, I love free. So free gives you the absolute maximum control over your distribution, and you don't have to get bogged down in the subscription drives and all that expense. Wasteful expense from my point of view, especially on a local level. So this will be a very high glossy magazine that's free, and it'll be distributed like the Weekly in quite a number of public places, less on the west side than you might expect,
Good.
More in other areas, and in areas where the retail is light and we can't get a lot of exposure, Baldwin Hills, Ladera Heights, for example, primarily the African American areas, that we'll do home delivery. So we're doing zip code by zip code, by figuring out where we have to hit our target audience, where we have to home deliver versus put it on the street.
This is Eric Mann. I'm with Jay Levin, the publisher and founder of a new magazine called Real Talk LA. Jay, I saw your original pilot issue. It was very, leaving aside the editorial ups and downs, aesthetically it was pretty beautiful, and it looked pretty expensive. So how are you going to give out all those expensive magazines and break even, let alone make money so you can publish the next edition?
Same way we do with the Weekly. We do it on advertising.
So that's the key, is that people are going to have to pay substantial amounts to say, this is a beautiful magazine, and hopefully you are going to try to prove you can generate audience.
Right, exactly right. You know, in a pure marketing business sense, the target audience we're after is highly desirable, educated people, some money. You know, I like it because it obviously tends to be fairly politically progressive, so you can have you can start the level of conversation in a certain place and go from there and have a lot of dialogue about how people are viewing reality, how they're viewing other communities. But, you know, to take the leading people, the most interesting people in the community, and also the ordinary people in the community, and put them together and then let them speak so you get a sense of, oh, my God, I had no idea I lived in this town. I had no idea this mindset was here. People were doing this kind of thing. This opportunity I have, even this way of thinking is an opportunity for me because I didn't know people thought that way in this community. So we just want to sort of optimize the potential of the community by letting people understand that we are, as a community, so much richer than our media, period. That the media, you know, in my view, the media is what's holding back real human progress on every level. Because, and so here we just want to make a playing field for the community to step forward and have its public space in the most interesting way and dynamic way we can make it possible.
This is Eric Mann, Voices from the Frontlines. We're talking to Jay Levin, the new magazine and website, We All Talk LA. I'm talking a lot about getting it off the ground, because if it was more established, we might, you know, go into looking at a couple of issues and challenging the content more, but both because Jay is a friend, but also because he has a really rich history in this city. I don't mind saying I'm a partisan fan of it succeeding. So I want to ask you some more questions about how it's going to succeed. Tell us about the intersection between your website, Real Talk LA, and the magazine, and how those two are going to work.
Well, what we want to do, it's not going to be a website that's just a magazine, you know, offshoot. It's the magazine content will be there, but we really want to build a community center. So the idea, the goal is, and therefore we're going to, it's going to be a lot of trial and error, but the goal is, what can we build that people are going to first want to come to? Not only for their entertainment picks, which we can nail down pretty easily, but because they're going to be able to have the conversations they want about the community, whether it's neighborhood or issues or whatever it is. Here they're going to be able to network with kinds of people they really want to meet or ought to be meeting, whether it's around some great idea they're developing or just around some tribal interest they might have in one of their various levels at which they want to tribe up. So we want to experiment with the idea of creating a place where people can come and mirror the vitality of the community and have that be their playing field, just as with the magazine.
So what day does this thing come out? How do we find it?
Be on the street the last couple of days of April for the May issue.
Last couple of days of April. And let's say now, let's talk about Koreatown. Where would you find it there?
Well, there'll be certain restaurants, public places in Koreatown, restaurants, certain shops, places where we think our audience will pick it up. We'll also have some street boxes around.
Street boxes for free magazine?
Yeah, we weekly have street boxes.
That's great. We'll have one near our office. It's corner of Weston and Wilshire. We could pick at the Red Line together, and we could get on the bus and get all the people on the 720. Where's it going to be in South LA? You were saying that, you know, I understand you're talking about, I'm hoping Leimert Park seems like
Leimert Park's a major area.
Oh,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah, that's a slam dunk.
Right? So SO1 and all the good jazz clubs there?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay.
All that stuff. You know, we'll march it down South Central in the areas in which we feel the audience is and there's vitality for it there.
And should people who are interested in saying, hey, I think I got something going, I could be a good site for you, contact you?
You can go to realtalkla.com. It's just a holding page, but there's a place where you can sign up. And if you sign up, you can also have a chance to indicate what you're signing up for. And if you fit or if you're in the area of our distribution, you might end up getting free home delivery.
That sounds great. Well, let me ask you one more question, though. To the degree there is going to be editorial debate, what's going to be the debate on the criminal justice system? What is some of your, is this going to be your first issue? Is that going to be the concept?
No, I mean, the first issue, the theme of the first issue is basically LA is transforming. Who are some of the transformation agents that you never heard about? You know, the less under the surface people. Well, a couple of them are obviously well known, but it's more a sense of catching that diversity. And the social issue we deal with, there's social issues that infiltrate some of these other interviews, clearly, I mean, many of them. But, the core one where you're saying, here's a social issue we want you to pay attention to, is this criminal justice system for the kids.
Well, that's great. Well, then that's going to be an important vehicle for us because, you know, the LA Times is, which is the real obstacle right now, I mean, is so supporting with between Villaraigosa's talking about 1,000 to 3,000 more police, with Delgadillo talking about eradicating gangs, which has some fairly Nazi-like terms like eradicating a group of people. The whole concept of making gangs illegal, which in my opinion they shouldn't be, the 170,000 people in the California prisons right now, the mass locking up of young people of color, so that could be a very good connection between a lot of us who are doing, challenging the criminal nature of the criminal justice system and looking for a vehicle. I mean, as I said, the Times has now even used the word thugs in their headline, like Villaraigosa trying to crack down on thugs. Well, once you've established that young black and Latino kids are, quote, thugs, then you've almost created a public hysteria for attacks on young black and Latino youth. So, can we get in this magazine? Can we write in the magazine?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Good, because that's...
We'll get your people interviewed.
No, because that's good, because I say that is we're living at a time of closed doors. You know, we're living at a time of closed doors. This show, just as a small example, is really open to anybody in the progressive left, including people we strongly disagree with, who can get to this microphone. That used to be the case. At The Weekly, I think you did a really good job of getting... I mean, I knew that, but I was saying, there's a lot of places right now that have established who their spokespeople are, who their spokespeople are not, and are really becoming house organs for almost, you know, Move On LA or whatever. So it sounds like Real Talk LA, one of its hopes, I would say one of its challenges, is to really spark the kind of debates that the city needs.
Oh, absolutely. And the kind of, it's not just the debates, it's also the informational base that people say, that's an obvious thing. How, you know, it's a slam dunk. So there's a general shift in attitudes, and people then may go online and sign up for something. But, you know, one of the reasons that WEASY was successful is we, especially in the beginning, we were just not political. I mean, we touch people in all areas of their lives. And so in this area, we're touching people in all areas of their lives. So to me, you know, the fact that a lot of Latino business people from perspective of dealing with Anglo business people can be on the scale of things very progressive and yet wear immaculate business suits. Those are the kinds of realities that are the cross checks that we have to allow for because that's who the community is. So, you know, there's a trust that as people experience the full reality, their choice points will be healthy. It's the denial of that full reality that's really the detriment in media. You were talking before, I mean, and the police state stuff is just horrible. You were talking before.
1 minute. You got 1 minute. Okay. That's what 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay. I know stories. I can't, if a woman, I can't take it seriously, but I know stories about people who have been taken out of the system, you know, just completely investigated, shut down, bank accounts shut down, things like that. The police state stuff that's going on around the country is so under the radar. And it's under the radar because the media doesn't care about it. And Bill Maher did that wonderful column the other day, how we've given up all but three of the Bill of Rights with a sense of, oh, what's the difference? And let's move on to American Idol. That's a mentality that's supported by media we need to overcome.
Well, folks, you've been listening. This is a new magazine, Real Talk LA. Its founder is somebody who I would bet on. His track record is tremendous. His social commitment is tremendous. And I'll make sure that you make it as political as I can by pushing you, Jay. I wish you very the best.
Thanks,
and everybody,
man.
This has been an interesting show. I'd like to say to everybody, thanks. I'm looking for my tagline. Okay, that ends today's program of Voices from the Frontline. This is your host, Eric Mann. I'd like to thank our guests, Vijay Prashad and Jay Levin. We'd like to thank our producer, Christine Blasdale, and our engineer, Tamika. Lisa Adler, thanks as always, our production organizer who sets things up. We'll see you next week from Voices from the Frontlines Radio. Up next is Beneath the Surface with the tremendous, dynamic, and effervescent Susie Wiseman.